You know, we were talking about the potato harvest up in northern Maine, and then we got that call from, who was it? Was it Jason who was telling us about the castrating calves? That's why we got the day off of school so we could castrate a bunch of cows.
Like what?
Out in Colorado, yeah. So let's dive down that road. The odd, unique reason you got to take the day off of school or maybe a few days off of school where you grew up. Or maybe it was something in your family. Samantha says, if I ever had an appointment during the day, instead of taking me out of school early, my mom would just give me the whole day off. We'd have a mental health day together.
Yeah, I mean, mine pales in comparison, but my mom would always surprise me during the school year and not tell me, pick me up, and we would go shopping and out to lunch for the day.
Oh, that's cute.
We always did it. It was like a couple times every year, and she would never tell me.
You never knew it was coming.
No.
What a fun surprise.
Oh, it was like the best day.
You're like, well, I wish I knew it was coming. I wouldn't have done that homework assignment.
I know.
Well, Elizabeth had a valid reason for getting the day off of school. The school gym was on fire.
Holy!
That'll do it. When we were growing up in the 80s, Lori says Woodsman's Day at the Freiburg Fair was a day that my dad and I would always play hooky. It became a tradition.
Hmm.
When the fair was in town, we'd go to the fair for the day. That's Cindy.
Oh.
Yeah. On our birthdays, we would get to play hooky from school. That's Nikki. Megan says some schools in Michigan have opening day of hunting season off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
I go out and get the hunt on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Nathan says my parents called us out of school one time to take us to a radio station.
What?
Hey there, radio nerd.
That's cool.
Danielle got the day off of school because first period. First period.
It's a rough day, girls, when that happens. Buckle up.
Aaron says there was an antique flea market where I grew up in Mass, in Brimfield, Mass. And there's this famous, gigantic outdoor antique flea market three times a year. And they would give us a week off in May because the buses had such a hard time getting through the traffic.
Wow.
To the flea market. Rachel, why did you get time off of school?
So we would still go into school, but we wouldn't have, like, class.
Oh.
Instead, they would ship us off to, like, a ski mountain, and we'd go skiing or snowboarding for the day.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Whoa, that's cool.
Where was that?
This is in Vermont, and it was one day a week all winter.
Wow.
Holy
That's
moly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. No class today. We're going skiing, kids.
Right up my alley now that we're ski bums.
Right. Kelly went on two runs on
That's
one
it.
Ski trip, and now yep. she's a ski bum.
And yep. only bunny slope, but yep. if you have a bunny slope, I'm on it.
You and Rachel.
Yeah, let's go. And then the bar.
All right, Rachel. Thanks for calling.
You too. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Kayla, why'd you get school off?
So I was a freshman in school, in high school in Gorham, and they, as a senior prank, it was during the winter, and they froze all of the doors completely shut.
Oh,
overnight.
Wow. That's and something you can only do in cold states like Maine.
Yeah.
Exactly. And apparently it took them a couple days to unfreeze them. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What did you?
That must have been a cold
with?
Day like, that they could freeze them like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was freezing.
Oh,
wow,
my God.
What a prank.
That's a good... I mean, we don't encourage pranks, but that is a good one. Rachel, why'd you get school off?
A boarding school I went to in Western Mass. Every fall, without notice, the school would, in the morning, cancel all classes.
Oh.
And each class would go hike a different mountain.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's my worst nightmare.
Kelly's nightmare. Yeah.
I swear to God. I would I'm sick.
See, here's the difference. Is Kelly went skiing once. Yeah. And now she calls herself a ski bunny.
I loved it.
I went hiking with her once.
Ugh.
And yet she's never embraces hiking.
Listen, I've gone hiking a million times. It's just not my thing.
She'll go down the mountain, but she won't go up the mountain.
Oh, yeah. I love going down the mountain because we all know what's waiting at the end.
Oh, because it's okay.
Cocktails are always at the end of a hike.
All right. Thanks for calling, Rachel.
Thanks.
And how about this? On our Facebook page, Jessica said, my dad was a semi-truck driver. My parents would collect our schoolwork for a week, and we would go cruising across the U.S.
That is awesome.
In the semi-truck for a whole week.
Cool.
Wow, that was must have been quite an experience. We're with Dad.
Aww.
Living that truck life. Really loving the truck stop food.
Oh.
More beef jerky this week than I eat the rest of the year.